page 82, Perek Lamed Gimel. Now, this perek is a complicated perek, and once you get it, though, it is hafla v'fela. All right, so but we're gonna have to move through it because we may have to review it twice because you have to get to the end to appreciate the beginning of it. So, Eidzes. Now he's continuing. He's going back actually to Perek Chaf Tes where he was talking about how to acquire joy, how to acquire simcha. So, Eidzes. Over and above this, Tia Simchas Hanefesh Hamitis, the true source of joy. Ubefrat. If a person sees that they're down and out, right? It's the 9 days. A person's down and out. And he needs to cleanse and purify himself, his neshama. B'simchas levav, I need a good simcha boost. So how do you get a simcha boost? Azai, here's what you got to do. Yamik machshavtoi, a person's got to entrench his thinking v'yitzayir b'sichli v'vinosai and create an image in his mind and in his understanding. Inyan yichuda yizbarach ha'amiti, the concept of Hashem's oneness, his unity, meaning what? First step is to recognize there are two, we talked about this in Perek Chof and Chof Aleph, that there are two methods that Hashem uses to energize his world. One of them is called Memali Kol Almin, or suffuses the world with as much Kedusha as the world can contain. The second is a total blast of godliness called Seviv Kol Almin, which is pure godliness, unabridged, unfiltered godliness. Now, why do we care about this? You'll see in a minute. Okay, this always bothered me. He's obsessed with this. The Baal Tanya classically is obsessed with these two forms of godly energy, Mamali Kol Almin and Seviv Kol Almin. So the person should contemplate in their minds, right? Where the person's sitting down in a dark room, he's in a lousy mood, and he wants to create joy. So here's what he needs to do. He needs to conjure up these images of Hashem's unity. Echu memale kol almin el yoimnim v'tachtenim, how Kadosh Baruch Hu suffuses, he fills all the worlds above and below. V'afilu male kol ha'aretz halazu, and even this crass, dark, physical world, who kvayda yizbarach, is filled with Hashem's glory. And v'kulei kamei kolei chashiv mamish, and the fact that everything, no matter what, no matter how holy, is in the presence of Hashem, has no standing at all, has no worth. What's more, vehu levadehu, and the only true existence that exists, bel yoinim v'tachtoinim mamish, he continues to exist above and below, literally, just as he existed before creation. No change in God has ever taken place with creation. What's more, v'gam v'makom hazeh, even in this crass, dark basement, even in this space in which he created heaven and earth and all existence, he suffused all of this area before creation. But here's what's so critical, the fact is that even right now, the same thing exists. Hu levadoi, the only thing that's here is him alone. Beli shum shinui klal, without any adulteration and change at all. How do I know? Mipnei shekol nivraim b'teilem etzli b'metzias mamish, because all creations are nullified by him, to him, completely and totally. Kibitl oisis hadibur v'machshava b'mekoinim v'shorshan. It is comparable. Okay, here he's using an example, a mashal. Think about the letters of the words that you're going to use and the next thing you're going to say. And then think about where those letters come from in your mind, in your thinking, okay? Those letters, those words, as they exist in your mind before they're uttered, that's what the world is to Hashem. Why? Because all of creation was created with the utterance of Hashem, right? So, you want to talk about what value does the world have to Hashem? It's like the uttered word before it was spoken. That's how much value it has. If you want to look at with us, what are the words to us before they're spoken? It's comparable to comparing my speech to my essence. How many words am I going to speak in my lifetime? Millions? Billions, perhaps? That's the how much value does that word hold compared to me? A billionth? Right? Well, if the world is created by Hashem's word, and Hashem is eternal, well, then that's what the world is worth to him. Okay? Now, wait. So far, it doesn't seem to be very uplifting. If anything, this is kind of like, you know, not only does nobody else think anything of me, but so God doesn't think anything of me either. Just wait. When we talk about our compared to us, we're talking about us in its 10 levels of existence. Chachma bina v'das. Where we're talking about thoughts on the level of before they even become enrobed, before they become into letters and words. Like we discussed earlier. He says, let me give you another way to understand this. I want you to think about the rays of the sun. Okay? The rays of the sun are very powerful. But I want you now to think, he says, about the rays of the sun while they're still contained in the ball of the fire of the sun. What value does the ray have inside the fire? Nothing. The fire is so much greater than any ray that is going to be created, right? He says, "Huguf kadra shemesh shebarakia." Like, compare the ray to the burning ball of fire. Clearly, there are rays in that ball of fire. Clearly, the rays there are far brighter than they are anywhere here in the world, even than in Miami, right? But they have no value there, because there it's in the ball of fire. The ray has no meaning, it has no purpose, it has no existence, it has no value, because it's compared to the ball of fire itself. Therefore, it's almost as if it's non-existent. Right after the colon. So too must we understand it by the way of a parable. Who bitul ha'olam umeloyoy b'metzius is the nullification of this world and everything in it, with its existence ligabe mikoyroy vis-a-vis compared to its source. Shehu arin seif baruchu. Ukemesh echtev sham barichas. In the next section of Tanya, he's going to talk about this at great length. Now, so what? Why is this relevant to us? Who cares? Listen. Ine kishiyam ikbaze harba. If a person really thinks about this, yismach liboy v'sogel nafshei. The person is going to become engulfed in joy. Avgilas v'rani b'chol lev nefesh. A super power joy. Umoit b'emunazu. With this concept of emuna, that everything that exists is null and void compared to Hashem. Ki Rabbi, because this emuna is tremendous. Why? Because ki kirvas elikim mamish. You know why this level of emuna is so important? Because it is the greatest closeness that we can come to being close to Hashem. Because if I'm null and void, and it's all godliness, then my intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tremendous close. But what that means is that I'm completely suffused, as is everything around me, in absolute godliness. That's all there is. I think you left your tiny here. Right? Ki kirvas elikim mamish. This is the greatest intimacy with Hashem. V'zeh kol ha'adam v'tachlis b'riyosai. What's more, this emuna, page 82, is the tachlis of humanity. V'tachlis briyosa, in the purpose of his creation. U'briyos kolo elomis l'yenem v'tachtoinim. The purpose of all the creations, of everything above and below, is liyos l'idira v'tachtoinim k'meshechtav l'kamav v'richas. The entire purpose of creation is to carve out a space for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this dark world. And when a Jew is sitting in a miserable condition, depressed and down and out, and he's able to conjure up the thought that everything we're seeing is null and void to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what they've just done is declared every space possible in the world as the dwelling place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They've completely dismissed the illusion of there being ungodly territory. And by doing so, we have created a dwelling place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bitachtonim, in the lowest place. What's the lowest place? How do you have low and high? The lowest place are places which appear to be void of Hashem's presence. And our declaration is that there is no such thing as a place void of Hashem's presence. By doing so, we have just declared the world as being a completely and totally suffused place with Hashem's presence. V'hine, right after the period, about 10 lines in the bottom here. V'hine kama gedoilo simchas hediet v'shval anoshim. Can you imagine the joy of the commoner, the lowest of people, b'is karvusa in the melech basa v'dam, to be able to come close to the king, a physical king, hamis achsein v'dar itoy imay b'beisay. Not only is he coming close to a king on the king's terms, but the king is now coming to live with me in my home. V'kal v'chayim elein keitz, how much more so, infinitely, the kirvas, to the closeness, vidiras, and the dwelling of Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that Hashem, that I just opened up space in my home for Hashem, Hashem's coming here to live with me. U'kidechsiv ki miu zeh she'orev liba ligeshes elayinu Hashem. Hashem says, who would dare approach me? And what are we doing here? We're hollowing out a space all around us, declaring it God's land, God's presence, everything, where everywhere we turn, is completely and totally suffused with godliness. There is no place which is void of the presence of Hashem. What did I just do? I created a dira b'tachtonim. I created a dwelling place all around me. And this is the closest that a person can come to being with Hashem.
I'm sorry, how does he do it?
By declaring the falsehood.
Declaring.
Just declaring it in his own mind. He says, Yamik Machshavte, person needs to get it into his head. You're laying in bed, you can't fall asleep. Think about this. Dwell upon the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with his utterances. That all there is the utterance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All this is the word of Hashem. And it's null and void to Hashem himself. And by doing so, instead of wasting our time, we have just created the greatest yichud, the greatest unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all around us. Three lines from the bottom. V'alzeh tiknu. Half of the kipshat. This is why they established Litin Shevach Vayidoy L'Shma Yizbach, to give praise and thanks to Hashem B'chol Boker each and every morning. V'leimad, what do we say in the morning? Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu. Fortunate are we, how good is our portion? U'mayof Yerusha Seinu, and how good is our inheritance? What's our inheritance? What's the portion? What's the inheritance? K'leimad K'moish Odom Sos V'sameach B'Yerusha Shenaflo Loi. Just like a person would rejoice and be tremendously happy when he receives an inheritance, shahashid hain atik, a tremendous inheritance. Shalayama bai, especially an inheritance, by definition, is something we did nothing to acquire. It fell to, it fell upon us. Kain viyoise mi kain la'ain kates. So too, and much more so, infinitely so. Yesh lanu lismayach, we should rejoice. Al Yerushasenu, for this inheritance, shin chilanu aviseinu, that our forefathers bequeathed to us. What is it? What's the great Yerusha that we received from our forebears? Hu Yichud Hashem, Hu Amiti, the true unity of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ashrafilu Ba'aretz Mitachas. What's the unity that even here in this lowly, dark and dingy, moist and smelly world should be a song, right? Even here, Ein oid milvadoi, there is nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vizu hi dirosei betachtoinim. This is the greatest way a person can create a dira here betachtoinim, in the place that appears to be the most distant place from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the physical world, the world that declares, that wishes to declare itself as being apart and totally separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashreinu Matayim Chalkein. Right. But what's the point? To the degree of the contrast, so is the degree of the Simcha. The darker the place that we're lighting up, so too should be the greater the joy of the fact that we're able to light it up. V'zeh Shom Chazal. He says, now I want to give you an explanation of a Chazal. Chazal say, Taryag Mitzvah Nitnu Yisrael. 613 mitzvahs are given to Klal Yisrael. Bo Chavakuk, V'amidon Alachas, Gemara Malkus, comes Chavakuk, and he boils it down to one thing. Shenema v'tzadik b'emunosa yichya, the tzadik will live in his emunah. Kilayma. He says, Chas v'shalom, anybody's going to say that there are not 613 mitzvahs. I mean, it all boils down to one thing, right? You can't say that. Elamai, what's he saying? He says, Kilayma ki'ilu eina erak mitzvah achas. What he's saying is that were there not but one mitzvah, he amuna levada, just this mitzvah of amuna, and he defines in the Kutta Torah that to believe that there's a God who created the world, that's not the mitzvah of amuna, because he says only an imbecile, an idiot, you should see the language he uses, would not recognize the obvious nature of the fact that Hashem created the world. There's no mitzvah to be a logical thinking person. Elamai, what's Emunah? Emunah is this. Emunah is Yichud Hashem. Emunah is that there's nothing but God. That everything is just an emanation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Emunah. Is Ki'ilu Ein Rak Mitzvah? Is he Emunah Levad? Ki Ayid. Why is that so important? Why is it the foundation? Ki Ayidei Emunah Levada. Because if a person really entrenches themselves in the Emunah, Yovei Likiyum Kol HaTaryag Mitzvahs, that will automatically bring the people. Look, he says, if I recognize that the whole world is but an emanation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll be driven to do every mitzvah possible. Because there, Begashmias, I'm taking tefillin, I'm taking a leather strap, I'm a gushim dik animal, and I'm turning it into a heftz of a mitzvah, right? It's not just theoretical. Right, this will be the major driving force for a person to want to be able to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs. Dahainu, that is to say, when a person will be overjoyed in his emunah, what's the joy? The joy is the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'tachlis ha-simcha, with the epitome of joy. The recognition, it would all be worth it if only I had this mitzvah. Now you get a little glimpse into how the tzaddikim in the concentration camps and in the worst of conditions maintained their joy. Because this is what they were thinking about. They were thinking about, they didn't see the rest of the stuff. All they saw was, all I have in front of me. They took away every other mitzvah. All I have, and the one thing they can't take away, is this emunah. Vehi levada tachlis briyosa, like we learned a few weeks ago in Noam HaMelech. Right? What's the goal of all the mitzvahs? Vayidaba the Kim is called Advarim Ela Lemar, says the Noam HaMelech. Hashem spoke all these words so that a Jew will say, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, I am Hashem your God. That's the tachlis of all the mitzvahs. Is arei b'koyach v'chius navshe b'simcha rabezu, through the energy, the infusion of chiyus that a person is going to get through the joy of this mitzvah, tis alen nafshoi l'mayla mayla, it will give the person such energy, such inertia, to be able to overcome a kol amoinim kiyum kol atayag mitzvahs mibayis amichot. There'll be nothing that'll be able to get in the way of this person's kiyum amitzvahs. There's nothing, and it'll be impossible. Nothing can possibly prevent him from fulfilling Torah mitzvahs because he's so excited about, driven by this dira b'tachtonim that he's able to create for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's no way that anything can get in the way because he's so driven by the joy. He's going to thrive in it. He's going to live in it. He's going to be reinvented. He's going to be reinvigorated. He's going to be recreated. Derech Moshel. Kach tichay and nafshi, so too will his nefesh come back to life. B'simcha rabezu, with the immense joy of the recognition that everything that appears godless, everything that appears dark, everything that appears void of Hashem's presence is a lie. It is totally and completely suffused. And I'm the one who's declaring that. I'm creating it with my Emunah. The Simcha Kefula Mechufeles. This is a double and quadrupled Simcha. Why? Ki Bilvad Simchas HaNefesh HaMaskeles. Because in addition to the intellectual recognition, Bikirvas Hashem V'diros Yiteimai, in addition to the intellectual joy that the person recognizes, wow, I am completely suffused, surrounded. Hashem is living here with me. But Oid Zois Yismach Bikiflayim, he's going to quadruple the joy. Why? Besimchas Hashem. Because not only is there my joy that I'm living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's the joy and the recognition of the pleasure that I'm bringing to Hashem, the joy of Hashem. The Goylo Nachas Ruach Lefon of the tremendous fragrance, the pleasure that I'm able to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'emunah Zu. Now listen carefully. Why does this particular Emunah bring unique joy to Hashem? Diskafia Sitra Achra Mamish. This is a case called Iskafia. Iskafia is a word that's very critical in Machsheves Chabad and in Peleoyetz. Iskafia means the harnessing. It's taking and forcing darkness out of the picture. So here what's happening is that the person is completely forcing the Sitra, and as a result of it, he's transforming darkness into light. What do you mean? The person's taking the finstenish, the darkness of the klipas of this physical, crass, dark world. He uses that word, it darkens. It completely is concealing Hashem's light. But it's only temporary. The concealment of this world is only until Mashiach shows up. Like the pasuk says, "Kates sam l'chayshach." Hashem gave a limit to darkness. Dainu kates ayimin. That's Mashiach's day. Sheyav ruach atomim in order to the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to banish the spirit of contamination from the world. V'nigle kvayd Hashem and the Rebbeinu Shalom's true covenant is going to be revealed. V'ro kabal siyachta v'kamesh achta v'kam. Everybody's going to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in Mitzvah Hashem. But now, temporarily, as long as the darkness exists, and the Jew comes along and declares the light, so now I'm the one creating the light, I'm the one creating the dira, I'm the one giving the nachas ruach, showing that the dark in the darkness is the light. Ubefrat ba'atzos avedus galilim, especially here in Galus in America, Shaviram tome, that the air itself is contaminated. Umale klipas v'sitra achra, everything is full of klipas and the contamination of the politics and the immorality of v'sitra achra and the dark side. Is ve'ein simcha l'fan of yizbarach? There is no joy in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ko'ir v'simcha, like the light and the joy. Critical words, B'Yisrain Oyer Haba Min HaChayshach Daika. There's no greater joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than light, which is the product of darkness. So, again, going back to the way we'll do the piece in Maranayim where he talks about why Dafka, okay, I'm not going to tell you, but we'll learn it next week, because it mamish fits into this. Transformation is the greatest Nachas Ruach one can do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That which is already light, Ora Torah is already light. But taking the world, the physical world, and declaring it to be God's world, that's the greatest joy of the fun of Yisparach. V'zeh shiksiv Yismach Yisrael b'oisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael rejoices in its maker. Pirish. Shekol mishuhu mezera Yisrael. Any person who is of Jewish derivation, Yesh lo lismayach b'simchas Hashem. We need to rejoice with the joy of Hashem. Ashesos b'sameach b'dirosoy. Up to the top of Mem Gimel. Who rejoices and is jubilant in his new dira. V'tachtoinim, here in the lowest levels, Shehem b'chinas asiya gashmi as mamish, in the world of physical doing and action in darkness. And therefore he says, shouldn't it say, I don't know how you'd say this in the singular, but b'oisav means in its makers, plural. Who are the makers? Lashon rabim, in the plural, shu oilam azeh agashmi, it is this world of many makers, many gods, many presences. Hamole klipis v'sidracha, this world that's full of all kinds of klipis, shells, and the other side, shenikru shus harabim, in the Kabbalistic works, this world is called the domain of the many. There are many gods, many, many who wish to declare their mastery over this world. Vitura de Pruda, the mountains of separation, all of these different forces. But by a Jew's declaration, a recognition, and by thinking about it and entrenching one's mind into this, we take all of that darkness, and in one moment, poof, it's gone. It's all illusion. It's all falsehood. We are declaring the light there, v'nasim rishus hayochid, and we transform it into the domain of the one, liyichuda yizbarach, to God's unity, b'emunazu. There's no greater joy than the transformation of that darkness into absolute light. That's the greatest. And therefore, there's two joys. It's one joy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to live with me. He's right here with me. And there's a greater joy in that I've just created a dwelling place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And especially now in these 9 days in Golos, the Mefarshim write that these are days that are opportune days for us to create a Mokim Simcha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are days when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there used to be a presence in this world where this was self-evident, right? The Beis HaMikdash was a place where Yichud Hashem, there were 10 daily miracles that declared HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence to the world. That's gone. So how can we do it? In the darkness, declaring the light in the darkness is the method of bringing back some of that simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's simcha for us, and simcha kfula imukufelis. It's doubled and quadrupled, because our joy turns out to be his joy, and then we rejoice because of his joy.